I'd like to call the WPCA meeting for November 2nd to order. We begin with pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Lathrop.
Present.
Commissioner Longton.
Here.
Commissioner Maselli is absent. Commissioner Gladue.
Here.
Thank you. We have a quorum. Are there any alterations to the agenda anyone needs to make?
No, sir.
Okay, moving on to item E, motion to approve the discussion minutes of October 7th, 2024 regular meeting. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Item F, communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Are there any communications to be shared?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Superintendent?
Nothing for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Item G, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit, calling once. Any remarks from the public, calling twice. Remarks from the public third time, hearing none. Moving on to item H, report from operations. Derek, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse my voice, I lost it earlier today. The plant is running very well. We are actually, process is so good that we're record setting. And when I say that, percent removal of contamination is very, very high. Thank you. And the recycled water quality going to Rand Whitney is also very, very good. We have three operators that are sitting for the state exam in January, and one operator that's sitting for the certification exam for the collection system. Sometime next month. The aerobic digestion is going very well. That is reducing the overall volume of solids and therefore overall costs of disposal. One thing that came up recently in the news was a felony murder occurred in Michigan related to an individual who impersonated a utility worker. I want to stress to the commission that our workers have a 3-point identification method. They have clothing with the insignia, a truck with the insignia, and they wear badges. So there's a 3-point identification method that identifies them as an employee of the town, specific to the WPCA.
Can I interject on that for a moment?
Yes.
Lenny, with that awareness on that, can we maybe put a reminder out on the town page or something, just reminding people that anyone coming to the house should have all 3 points of verification? Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Any other questions for the superintendent? Thank you. Our report from the administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All of the manhole work is finally completed for this season. We did all the ones on Maple Avenue, Fitch Hill, and Desjardins Drive, as well as the Route 32 corridor. The Stony Brook Bridge project is substantially complete. We have a couple of punch list items that one of the things that we weren't happy with was that black tar drip that's down on the cap that's there. We have yet to address that, and there's some bolts that need to be replaced with full galvanized bolts that were spec'd, and they still need to remove the porta potty, which is still there, not in the line of sight, thankfully. The area of the sewer main break at Sandy Desert and Emma Baker Way was repaved to DOT specifications. We had to do a full depth 9-inch repave in that area so that they can tear it up next year and and redo all of 32. Cost of $34,000. Our lead line survey was completed and submitted to the state. It was accepted. We had a couple of back and forths with the state. There were errors on the state's part, not our part, not our contractor's part, but it was all corrected. And so that has all been accepted, and we're in really good shape with that. The distribution box project is going well. They got a couple more days of spraying, and then they should be completed by their scheduled date of end of next week is the plan for that. So right now we're on target for that, and then they'll break down the bypass, and we'll come off the bypass. Our septage receiving station should be in a couple of weeks as well. Our Cook Drive water tower meetings have been ongoing. Right now, the big holdup is still the easements. We were talking about a little list before the chairman arrived, but he's aware of the fact that we're still chasing those three easements for Eversource so that we can get the power run. So once they get the easements, Eversource will sign off on it, assign it to the field work. Hopefully Joe Casada, who we're very friendly with, will expedite us getting on the list to make that happen, and then we can do the testing and commissioning of the tank. We experienced a major pump failure at the Avery 1 pump station. The pump was replaced and a spare is being rebuilt. That station and the Chesterfield station are in need of major overhaul, and we're putting that in our capital improvement plan, whether it be this year or the following year. It's going to be a major expense on both of those. We're looking at basically a pump station in a box, if you will. It's kind of a self-contained unit that we'll kind of hopefully just put in place. Our guys are terrific, and they're looking at a couple options, and they're good at making that happen. We're very close to getting our auto pay function running. We'll get that done hopefully this week. The ladies are supposed to be online with Tyler Technologies and Munis tomorrow to try to make that happen. And our water rate study is nearly complete. We're supposed to be meeting with them on Thursday to hopefully get our final thoughts together on what the presentation is going to be to the commission here so that we can properly adjust our water rates to be able to sustain the water fund, carry our capital forward, and be able to pay for the new water tower plus our ongoing operations. And that's it. Any questions?
Yeah.
Sure.
So you said the Avery pump station and the Chesterfield Road one, we just rehabbed both of those, didn't we?
No. Well, we did a couple of motor, the motor replacements and things, but
stuff like that, right?
Yeah. But I mean, this is like dry wells, wet wells. The floors are kind of rotting out. There's kind of, it's not a slip coupling, but there's a coupling in Avery 1 that's pretty bad shape that needs to be done. But it's these pumps are 25, 30 years old, and they're really kind of past their useful life. So we're looking at a different style of pump. I mean, the technology has come a long way since those were installed. So, but we'll present those plans to you, and those are going to be big bid items.
Yeah, I had my head in the Avery Road one, and for being next to wetlands, you poke your head in there and you look down, and it seems like it's like 30 feet down. So.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant place.
No, it's impressive.
Yeah. And those are, they service a lot of the effluent that comes through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The nice thing is there's two stations there, so there's sort of an easier bypass to do that one. Chesterfield will be a little different.
So you're saying this other one would just sit to the side of it and then just get plumbed to it, or?
I'm not going to speculate on exactly how we're going to do it at this point, Commissioner, but it's going to need to be done, so we're looking forward on this one. This we're looking at what really needs to get done at the plant and how we're going to fund this over the next 5 to 10 years. If what improvements really need to be made, is sludge thickening. That system needs to be upgraded, and to do that, they basically put the sludge thickener in and then built the building around it, so you can't even kind of work on it without taking walls out or ceilings off. So it's expensive work.
Now, you guys have rebuilt these pumps before, right?
Yeah.
You can only get so many rebuilds before the barons.
And the volutes are starting to go. They don't hold up forever.
We did do a engineering study on Chesterfield to make sure the wet well was actual the integrity was good, and that was 2 years ago, and it was in good shape. That's our oldest pump station, so with the longest force main. So we're going to look into exactly what needs to be done, and then we'll present it to the commission.
Yeah, let me be clear. The superintendent and I are not saying this is in catastrophic failure mode in any way, shape, or form. We're just trying to plan ahead on we don't want to get to the point where Stony Brook Bridge was ready to kind of almost fail. The D boxes were almost ready to fail. We don't want to get to that point and have an emergency situation.
Any other questions?
The Cook Water Tower up there.
Underwater.
Underwater. Yeah, it's not. No, it's dry bones.
I mean, on the agenda.
Oh, you want to do that underwater? Well, he was mentioning it earlier, so that's one of the reasons I said something.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of put my report all in one thing. I'll break it up next time, Mr. Chairman. Yeah.
Thank you. Item J, report from the mayor. Mr. Mayor.
No report.
Thank you. Item K, report from engineers.
Just to add, this is a superintendent, just to add to what the administrator reported, there's been significant changes to the GIS format. And some of the changes are not really intuitive. So we're working with CAI, the subcontractor for the town, to improve that so that we can record anytime we touch an asset, be it a manhole or a sewer line or a pump station. We conduct these inspections, and then we put them in these attribute reports. And that documents the inspection and the work done. The other thing is we have a renewal for our federal permit, the NPDES permit. It's authorized under the EPA and enforced under the DEEP, and that is with the state. We should be hearing in the next month or two what the status of that is. And then the plant itself falls under a standard industrial code number, so we have to monitor our stormwater under a general permit. And we've completed the quarterly work for that, and it went well. Also, I'd like to add that 91% of our electrical energy was generated on site by the fuel cell in October, which is a record for us. We've had 90%, but we've never had 91%. So only 9% of our total electrical bill was from the grid. And that is incredible, that it represents the best potential for savings. Ron worked very hard to get that fuel cell to us, what was that, 4 years ago?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago. Huh.
And it's saving us a lot of money. So number one cost is electrical energy at the facility. Number two is solids. Number three is labor. So if we can save money on electricity, we're really, really doing something.
Thank you. Any questions for the superintendent?
Now, when you guys get your power from the fuel cell, does that eliminate your cost for the public benefit part?
Yes.
That's a big nut right there. Yeah. That's a big savings.
There's no transmission charge, so.
No transmission,
they can't charge us for it.
Yeah.
But every little pump station that doesn't even use electricity, we still pay.
Yeah, that's true.
You mean the public benefit thing?
When you get a bill like that, I mean, you pay, it's quite the same.
It's a percentage of the Eversource bill. So.
Right, but see, when these guys are making their own power and it's not coming in from the grid, so they see this tiny bill, so it's part of that tiny bill they're paying on it, so it's a lot of money, that public one. It's like that. It's a big savings.
Please don't get me started on that.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's crazy.
How long do you think that fuel cell is going to last?
We had a 20-year guarantee on it.
20 years?
We're meeting with them next week to talk about again and talk about some other potential opportunities. So
a lot of the purest fuel cells that were put out didn't last very long.
No.
This one is their top performing
unit.
I don't know how we lucked out. It's like sometimes you get the lemon, but sometimes you get the Cadillac. And
yeah.
And they just replaced major parts in there, and it's even more efficient than
it was. And they do this under warranty?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost us anything for the repairs. Good. They own it. They maintain it. Like I said, when they put it in, it was they guaranteed we'd save $50,000 a year for 20 years, or they would cut you a check for the difference. Now, next month, our negotiated rate for electricity, we have 6 cents a kilowatt to, it's going to go to 9 cents a kilowatt, which is still a home run, but 6 cents was just like,
yeah.
Nobody got six.
No.
So it's going to go up a little bit, but.
That means it's probably going to go up for everybody. I think they're going to renegotiate it. January 1st will be the new rate.
Yeah, so we did a 3-year deal at 9 cents.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Just one last thing under engineering. The septic receiving unit is coming in the third week in November. Ron and I calculated the receiving revenue for October. It was $31,000. So
we had a good month.
We had a very good month. And that doesn't really cost us anything. It, in fact, it helps process. So we're very fortunate.
Well, this lack of rain we haven't had in a month or so has been helping your solids a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't been getting any water in from anywhere else but sewage itself.
Quite a difference from the rainfall we got the previous
day. Oh, yeah. Quite a difference.
All right, any other questions? Okay. Do we have no old business? Does anyone have any new business to add?
No, I had a question, though. if a business comes in, they're looking to get water hooked up.
You want to discuss that under the water?
Yeah, I had two parts of that. Yeah, we can discuss that, yeah.
Okay.
He did it to me, too.
just trying to keep it straight, you know? Item N, reports, referrals on planning and zoning. I was not able to attend the last planning and zoning meeting due to a death in the family, but could see from the minutes there was nothing discussed which affected the WPCA.
Well, we do have a number of projects that are in engineering design. We have the 200 units just north of the Mohegan elderly housing. There's the 57 units across from Uncasville Quick Lube. There is the 87 units that Horace Lindo had subdivided on Maple Avenue that supposedly John Iano has now purchased. I haven't confirmed or denied that one yet. And then there's 20 to 23 homes proposed off of Carroll Drive off of Sharp Hill. That would be sewer only. The rest would be water and those other projects would be water and sewer. And then there's another project potentially down on the Massapequa side road, the old Mohegan Hills project, I would call it, which right now is in very, very preliminary discussions, but they're talking like major stuff there, but it's so far out that we don't know where we're going to be at. What's that?
400 units.
He said 800 to 900. Well, he had phases. I don't know how many phases. So he cut a couple phases off, so I don't forget where we were at.
So this is not something in stone yet. It's just like people proposing, I like to put something here, I want to put something there.
They're doing their SHPO stuff with the State Historic Preservation Commission.
Do we have capacity for all these?
We don't know yet.
Really.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well,
depends on how many they're talking. So, yes, we have capacity for the ones I initially mentioned. I don't know where we're at after that. So
what would happen if they want to put more of these and we don't have capacity, but we would be forced to increase the size of our sewer plant and everything? Or
no, you can force them to do on-site septic systems.
Lot size is a bit bigger. And
maybe you can get them to build us another SBR. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Do some bonding and build. We have a little property left that we can build out on.
Looking forward to future growth?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have some surplus capacity.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's some.
We're not at the East Lyme level quite yet.
No.
Yeah.
Are there any other sewer-related questions? So comments. Okay, moving on to item two, Water Commission, report from operations. Eric?
Nothing specific to report. Water quality is good. The operators have, as usual, done an excellent job keeping track of things. They have nothing specific to report. They do normal flushing, inspections, testing, and nothing out of the unusual, nothing unusual.
Okay. I did ask the superintendent a few days ago about the water quality report coming for a, if he had a parts per million report, if there's any aspartame?
Astrazine. Oh.
Atrazine. It's a broadleaf herbicide, and it's specific to, generally, if you're growing like a grass, you'll want a broadleaf herbicide, so it kills the broadleaf herbicide, like a dandelion, and the monocot or the grass survives it. It doesn't affect it. It's considered quite dangerous. With the action level by the EPA and the parts per billion. But based on our consumer confidence report, which is based on the Groton Utilities confidence report, there's been no detection. And the detection limit by the laboratory has to be less than the action level. So we can safely state that there's no detectable amount of atrazine above the action level in the water supply.
So that'd be something you'd use in cornfields, right?
I believe so. They mentioned sugar cane, to be honest with you.
Sugar cane, but cornfields around here, I think, would probably use something like that to keep the weeds down for the corn. I don't think there's any cornfields I can think of really close to the Groton Reservoir.
No. The real problem with pesticides and herbicides is they don't migrate. So, you know, when I was doing environmental work, it was not uncommon for, you know, an orchard to have applications throughout its history, and starts out with lead and arsenic, and then it went to DDT, and then chlordane, and then the organophosphates, and it stays within the top inch of the soil. It doesn't go anywhere. Doesn't migrate. So you're generally exposed by dust and sometimes, you know, the application. So
wind driven.
Any questions for the superintendent? Report from operations from the administrator?
Just to report that we're going to be replacing the flow meter on our side of the river this week. It'll be the same exact meter that Groton has on their side of the river. And while they won't have exact parity, we'll be probably a lot closer and make sure that we're not losing water and getting unaccounted for water. In addition, we had to buy a new backflow preventer for that as well. So those will be installed. They're scheduled for Thursday right now.
I have a general question. Water pipeline that comes across the river, is that laying on the river bottom or is it buried?
I think it's directional board underneath there. It's not like you couldn't hook it with an anchor.
Okay. Questions for the administrator?
We underwater now? Okay. Cook Tower up there. How long do you think before you're going to see the two poles and stuff for the easement and everything? Are we thinking next spring? I mean, I
certainly hope not. I mean, we need to be substantially complete by this month for the project deadlines. But I can't do that until it's fully tested out. But I think our project deadline for closing on the loan for the state water fund is April of next year. But we're going to. It's just honest, Mr. Commissioner, that it is just dependent upon when we get these easements and when we can get them to do that.
Even if you get your easements, Eversource is pretty slow with their poles. That guy across the street put a pole in. It took a year before the pole showed up. And you're going to deal with probably the same thing. They're going to have to come in here and do it in phases. They're going to come up and put some poles in.
But that was also an easement situation that they had to deal with.
They had the same thing. That's why I'm saying it took a long time.
And they didn't get the easement right either, which is why we're having to redo that easement. So hopefully Joe Casado will put us that they understand and the state understands that this is a project that needs to be expedited. This isn't like, you know, a new power pole just to add, you know, better service for the towers, which is what that really was before. This is a water tower that the state is paying for. That I'm pretty sure that we're going to use them to leverage any pressure that we possibly can.
I guess
if you have any influence with Mrs. Kingsborough, I urge you to have her call me.
I will try to get a hold of her. She hasn't called me back either. I went up there with the dogs tonight, and there was a new sign posted up there where they winterized the place. So there's something going on up there. I don't know what. Can't get a straight answer out of even ourselves, and we're neighbors. So I don't know. I'll try to get a hold of her and see what I can do.
Please, and let me know. I mean, we'll take her to lunch. I don't care.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Any other questions?
Well, we've already asked them about there's no way you can take and run temporary power from the other thing that...
It's Eversource. It's not us.
Well, I know... how much power do you need to run that blower?
That's the engineers. I can't answer that. Why it has to be the way it is.
It just seems... Yeah, three phase and all this. I know you ain't got three phase up there right now, but... Just too bad we just couldn't find a way to take and do some of the testing on this thing beforehand, because on the other end, we ain't got that much
time.
Well,
even if you tested it, the water's going to sit there, and we're going to lose the water twice. Mm. And you're talking, you know, half a million gallons, which isn't really cost prohibitive, but it's a lot of labor to disinfect it again and then test everything, and it's just kind of silly redundancy, but... By the same token, if we get a bad leak test after all this, and then we have to go back and do things. Yeah, this is why I was pushing this back in March and April.
It's possible we could do a pre-test, but not practical. Okay, report from engineers.
Nothing specific other than, like I indicated, the GIS platform has changed. It's better, but it's still kind of tedious to use. We are working with the engineers to improve it so that we can record any inspections.
Engineering questions?
Just want to add, Mr. Chairman, you had asked us about reuse of recycled water. And I know this probably goes under sewer, but I'm still looking into it. We currently send up to 60% of our water back to Rand Whitney, the treated water from the rear of the treatment plant. But you did indicate a good point is, you know, maybe we could sell the rest of it in some capacity. So I'll look into that.
We have no old business. Does anyone have any new business to add?
No, I was touching on the question earlier. The business comes in and they're hooked up for water and sewer. There's a cost for that. Is that cost applicable to town projects as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's an enterprise fund, a connection fee is a connection fee. Unless the commission chooses to waive it, they would have to actually ask you guys to waive that.
Yeah, I was just thinking we have this dog pound coming up and, you know, there's, you know, a little friction around that. I don't know if anyone's heard. So, you know, just I didn't know where we stood on that. We were looking at connecting those items there.
Do we even have water down that far?
It's close.
It's close, yeah.
Yeah. What's the address for the dog pound?
It's the Public Works.
Right, right from Public Works.
Oh, isn't Public Works on a well?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are. I think they have two. I mean, one is abandoned.
Yes, but there's...
Yeah, we know about that one, too.
Yeah. But there's, you know, some touchiness around the wells there, too. So I was just, you know...
Touchiness on what part of the wells?
The testing of them and everything, so...
Testing's come back fine on those wells. I mean, that's not our part. That's not part of our gig, but...
No, yes, but then the town garage behind them uses a water cooler because the water down there is not drinkable, so... I was just trying to, you know, think if we had water there, if we were, you know, coming across for one building, we could come down to the next building. Was all I was trying to get at with that. I'm not trying to pick that battle about the wells in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I know it gets, there's, it goes to Bridge Street. It ends at 290. The water ends at 290 Maple Avenue.
Okay.
That's where dead ends.
So it would be quite an expense to extend it farther down, right?
Yeah. And it was some capacity issues in the line because, back in the day, when they put that line in to deal with the water down at the old Bragdon's garage, not Bragdon's, Belanger's. And so they ran it up Crandall Hill. They ran it down Bridge Street and down that way. We wanted to upsize the line, and they wouldn't let us do that, even though we were willing to pay for the material. The grounds opened up. Let's put an 8-inch line or whatever. I forget the numbers. You know, they only put a line in just to be able to service that.
Yeah,
they wouldn't let us put a bigger line
right.
in.
They're looking for a 2-inch water line for that dog pound, you know.
And we couldn't even get fire protection in Palmer School with the line that we had because they wouldn't let us upsize that line. Just penny-wise and pound-foolish, really.
And the second well down there, isn't the second well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's probably just this manganese probably in it.
No, it's contaminated.
Is it contaminated also? Both of them are?
No. Just
the one first well is contaminated, but the second one's right, fine, right?
The other one's fine.
Yeah. Is there capacity in that well there for the dog pound, or are they going to just dig themselves a new well, their own well?
Yeah, you said the dog pound's calling for a 2-inch. I mean,
it is.
Yeah, but I get that. What I'm saying is, like, every engineer puts that down now with minimal need for the amount of water flow that a 2-inch could provide.
It sounds like they're going to use a lot of water, so I'm just saying.
For it's baths and water. I mean,
if they hook up, we're willing to sell you the water.
Right. But they're going to have it. Yeah, it's not only it's.
That's what I heard.
Oh,
in the bid project, in the bid specs.
That's
I don't know. The question initially was about the connection fee.
Yeah.
That is a decision that the commission can choose to waive that connection fee on behalf of the town or not. The problem would be that we owe Matua money every time there's a connection. So we have a contract with the Mohican Tribal Utility Authority that anytime that there's a water connection, we have to reimburse them because they paid for that line across the river. And we still owe them $495,000. They might be willing to waive it. They probably may in the grand scheme of things. But that would be another letter that we'd have to chase.
Well, if that water line is in the bids, so that means that they would be extending the water line from where it is all the way down as part of this bid for this dog pound.
It's at Palmer School. I know that they have water there. There just wasn't enough water for the fire capacity, from my understanding. So it goes to 290. I forget what. Well, I'd have to look at what the numbers are. Where exactly? I know the water line ends at 290 Maple Avenue. So what is? I forget what the address of Public Works is. So then it goes past there. No.
Yeah, they're gonna say Palmer School's after it. So it's
Palmer School's across the street.
Yeah.
Directly across the street.
We can get the commission. We can get the commission the information.
Thank you.
Okay. Report from Squaw. There is. I have no report from Squaw. Item 3.
Mr. Chairman, may I just ask a question about
yes.
that? Were we still looking for another member? Commissioner Lathrop, you, I think, express interest on getting on Squaw?
Yes.
Right, that has to be...
That's a town council appointment?
Yeah, you know, for the mayor to do.
Town council. You have to fill out...
Bring it to the council.
Who's applying for it?
What?
I'll send you the application.
Thank you, sir.
Item three, remarks from the public with a three-minute time limit, going once. Remarks from the public, going twice. Remarks from the public, third and final call. Hearing none, remarks from commission members. Rick?
Speaking of these commissions, we don't have, don't we need, I'm not going to be here January, February, and March, so I just figured I'd let you guys know. I'll be in Florida, so...
Ooh.
Well, just figured I'd let you know now.
Okay. We'll Zoom you in. We'll Zoom.
We'll
you got Zoom?
You
got Zoom in an RV?
You know, I mean... I don't think so.
Safe travels.
So we definitely need to have our fifth commission member before that. All right. Kevin?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Right. As for myself, my... Thank you guys for your patience. It was a good meeting, even though we started late. Okay, and with that, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. No,
second.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7 o'clock.
Force of habit. I still do that all the time.
I meant to tell you, I was at...
Corey, that was a really nice job you did.
Said they had lost internet all day, on and off, on and off.
Really?
So, you know, I was in the conference room and I couldn't get the... I think that was going on.
Because I'm in a different... I have a different connection than you guys have. Because I'm on that CEN network.
He said he couldn't hold a connection all day. So...
I don't know if you can...